This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We've got our next guest in the studio. It's Lisa Sullivan, the curator of the Moon Exhibition, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Now, you're like, did it happen, Lisa? That's what we want to know.
Need to know, Lisa, did it happen?
Hello to you all, and straight in with the hard questions, Dave.
Yes,
always the hard questions.
Welcome back too. It's nice to see you again.
Lovely to see you again too.
And you're, of course, part of the Geelong Gallery.
That's correct. I'm the senior curator at Geelong Gallery.
And tell us about the gallery.
Well, the gallery is fantastic. It's got a 124-year history. We've got 6,000 plus works in the collection. And at any given time, visitors will see some wonderful works from our collection, but also a great range of temporary exhibitions and or come along for an event, a floor talk, a workshop. So it's a really great, vibrant space that I love very much.
Now, why did you come up with an exhibition about the moon landing? Where did the thought pattern come from?
You know, it dates back to about 2.5 years ago when I was just doing a general search of the ACME, Australian Centre for the Moving Image catalogue, and I was just looking generally for some moving image options. And I came across this one work by Michael Light, who's a San Franciscan artist. And he, in 1999, collaged together, he had access to the archives of the NASA Apollo mission photographs, and he collaged together a whole range of those images into a moving image sequence running for about 7 minutes or so.
Right.
And all I saw was the record, so the digital record. I didn't actually get a chance to see the moving images, but it planted in my mind that the 2019 50th anniversary would fall in 2019, and it could be a great opportunity to bring together works relating to the moon for this exhibition.
So what do people get when they come to see this exhibition? You know, like, is it just all shots of the moon landing, or have you taken it to another level of, well, one of the images we see on the media release is that fabulous photo, or well, it's more than a photo of the face in the moon with something. Is it a rocket landing?
That particular work is by Georges Méliès, a very influential French filmmaker, and in 1902, on the back of some of the science fiction that was becoming quite popular, Jules Verne, H.G. Wells, for example, he created this very amazing film that speculated the idea of what it would be like to travel to the moon. So there was a handmade rocket, there was a team of people, about half a dozen people, who jumped into that rocket with all of the fanfare of the Barrel Girls sending them off. They travelled to the moon. You're right, that wonderful, iconic image of the pilot face, and it goes splat into the eye of the man in the moon, effectively.
Yep.
And then the astronauts in the Méliès film travel onto the lunar surface. They spend a night there and they meet some of the lunar residents, so the population of the moon.
Yeah.
And then they travel back with one of them, and then they land safely back in the water. So 67 years before NASA sent the astronauts on the Apollo 11 mission, Méliès was creating this concept of travelling to the moon, as a lot of science fiction did as well, of course.
Yeah, of course. And you know, the romance of the moon as well. There's so much romance built around.
Absolutely. So to answer your earlier question, the 1969 mission is very much the starting point for this exhibition. But yes, it's a much more ambitious, much more comprehensive exhibition that looks at historical works, contemporary works, moving image, sculpture, painting, photography, printmaking, to really explore that idea of how evocative and inspirational the moon is as a presence in our night sky. And the wonderful thing about the moon is it's been there for centuries. Apparently it formed 4.5 billion years ago.
Whoa.
Which is impossible to get my head around.
Yeah.
But it's been a presence in all of our lives, and we all see it no matter where we are on the earth. And I think in many respects that's one of the most beautiful things about it, that we all see it, and it effectively unites bites us all.
Mm. And it affects us as well, they say.
It sure does.
A full moon or not, you know, you can get a little bit wacky on the weekends of a full moon.
It sure does. In fact, you know, there's a lot of myths, legends, you know, theories around how it influences us and our world. Think of animals.
And the tides.
The tides, absolutely. Yes. Yep. Absolutely. And we do have a work by John Wolseley, a very well-known artist that addresses the notions of tides. Even another artist that I've been working with very closely, Janet Dawson, who's a very well-known Australian painter. She was in the field many years ago. She now lives down in the Geelong region, and she was she provided me some notes and talked about the fact that sometimes a painting's just not working and then all of a sudden it gels, and she heads out, she looks, and invariably it's a full moon that's helped her get that point and that the painting finished.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, we are made out of water, like we're 90% water, and then the moon affects the tides, so it might be all connected, they
absolutely
say.
Well, they actually say that when it's a full moon, the water in our body moves as well in a certain way. Amazing. So what about the conspiracy side of that? Do you cover that?
I do. I do try to address that because I know it is a massive controversy and there are so many angles that this exhibition can can explore. I have five themes running through the exhibition. One of them is Paper Moon, and it brings together a whole range of works on paper, photographs, prints, drawings, etc.
And of course that's the song.
Absolutely. And the lyrics of that, if it's about, you know, sailing across a paper moon, it's only a paper moon sailing across a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Mm. So I'm using that as the starting point to address those notions around paper, which is often connected with official documents, authenticity, etc., to raise that issue of the fact that there have been conspiracy theories about the landing, but also there's been great moon hoaxes as well. There was apparently back in the 19th century in the New York The Sun paper, there was a conspiracy theory or a hoax that was very much around the fact that there were, you know, people living on the moon amongst the seas and the forests and the temples that had been built, etc. So that was quite a famous hoax back in the 19th century. As to whether the moon landing was a conspiracy or not, I think not. I believe that it happened.
Yourself.
I have no idea, but I love playing on that whole thing, the conspiracy thing. I just love it. And because people actually say, oh, you can actually see the the fish wire, you know, holding things up, but obviously you can't.
Well, a lot of the conspiracy theories have come out of paper as well. So the photographs, so the fact that there was a billowing sort of flag on the moon, and of course it's an atmosphere with no sort of air. There's also the fact that there were no cameras in any of the photographs that were taken by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, and that's because they actually had cameras in their suits, but the conspiracy theories have been based around the fact that, well, there must have been a third person there holding the camera and taking these shots. So the Paper Moon theme is a wonderful one to actually sort of address what I anticipate will be visitors also talking about the conspiracy.
Just adds to the mystical nature of the moon in another way, I guess.
Absolutely.
I think this is so smart of you to do this exhibition and, you know, like for obvious reasons, the 50th anniversary, but it you can cover so much when you're talking about the moon. You know, it's a wonderful topic, and the art of, you know, like the, which you've explained today, it's going to be fantastic.
Thanks, David. It has been a very rich subject. As I said, five themes in total: journeys to the moon, the light of the moon. There's one theme in which I look at two single room artist installations, one of which is a work by Katie Patterson, a Scottish artist, who's done research into creating a light globe that simulates moonlight. So she's worked with Osram and other engineers to create this series of light globes that have got a blue patina over them. Visitors will see a customised cabinet of 288 globes. One globe also hangs within one of our galleries in a beautifully painted out grey space, so it'll be a wonderful experiential work. And that glow will be in the building, and it will be pure moonlight. And very rarely do we actually see, as city dwellers, very rarely do we actually obviously see the pure light of the moon, because it's often, you know, affected by city lights and so on.
Although I woke up the last full moon we had, and my room was bright. I was really bright in the middle of the night, and because I sleep with my blind up, and I was bathed in moonlight. It was just spectacular.
Yeah,
and it was real. It wasn't a conspiracy.
That's good. So the light of the moon also extends to another installation by Louise Weaver, who's a wonderful Australian contemporary artist, who's created this immersive environment full of three-dimensional animal forms, and some of her paintings to create this wonderful nocturnal environment to address how animals are affected by the light of the moon as well. And then another theme, phases of the moon, looks specifically at the notions of the changing shape of the moon. And of course, the moon itself as a body doesn't change. It's what we see of it that constantly changes as light of the sun reflects off the moon's surface. So it's very much about perceptions, geometric forms of the moon, the phases of the moon, how the moon transits across our night sky, and also notions of phases in terms of thinking about indigenous stories as well, the dreaming stories that have been about the creation of the moon.
Wow, what a fantastic exhibition. When does it start?
Well, it opens on the 15th of June, which just so happens to be a full moon weekend.
Perfectly timed.
And it runs until the 1st of September.
Right, okay, so it's a nice little, long time, but don't leave it to the last minute, people.
Don't leave it to the last minute. We've got a whole range of fantastic public programs and events lined up for the period, 10-week period of the exhibition, and of course a lot of those will be linked in with the key anniversary dates that happen in July, so the launch on the 16th of July, the landing on the 20th, and the walk on the 21st of July, and I should say those dates that I'm quoting are the NASA American dates. Of course, for many who were here in Australia, the landing and the moonwalk, of course, happened on the 21st of July, and I'm sure there's many people that have got very amazing memories of that experience.
Yeah, because it was such big news, wasn't it, when it happened around the world? So
probably the biggest story at the time, I'd imagine.
I imagine it would have been absolutely huge. I mean, it's apparently 600 million people around the world saw it, and Australia played a role in the televising,
of course,
through one of our
the Dish.
That's right.
About it as well. Yes,
that's right. So Australia played a role, and you know, for all of us, I mean, our experience of the moon is a very mediated one. It's through photographs, it's through television. Very few people have actually travelled to the moon, of course. Very few have walked on the moon, but that, of course, might change in the future as it becomes more and more colonised.
Mm. And what's the exhibition called?
It's called The Moon.
Wow, that's what a groundbreaking title, The Moon. Well, you don't have to say anything else, do you?
No, that's it. It's succinct.
Yeah, brilliant. But it is the 50th anniversary of the first man walking on the moon as well. Thank you so much for coming in. And where is it? Where's it on at?
It's at Geelong Gallery in Geelong, Little Mallop Street, Geelong. We're open daily, 10 till 5. We've got a few late night events to look out for, and a lot of information on our website, geelonggallery.org.au, for more information about what's happening.
Brilliant. Lisa, lovely to have you back again, and this is a great exhibition.
Thanks, David.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.